Hey, how you going? It's Dean here, and welcome to Open Source Growth, the number one destination for software as a service, growth, marketing, advice, strategies, and anything you can do to double, if not triple, your software as a service company in 2023. Now, believe it or not, I'm just like you. Sometimes I don't actually sit down and look at marketing data. In fact, just before I started recording this podcast, I was bebopping away with my jazz guitar and a backing track. In fact, I love jazz guitar. I've been playing guitar since I was a wee little boy. I remember distinctly when I was about 4 or 5 years of age that I wanted to be a jazz musician. And I just loved it. I loved Frank Sinatra. I loved Wes Montgomery. I loved George Benson. And you know what? That was one of the first dreams that I lived out in my life. But the reason why I say this is that before recording this podcast, I was procrastinating just like you, just like me. We're all not impervious to that disease called procrastination. And what was I procrastinating from? What I've been procrastinating from, believe it or not, is going through the last 90 days of data in my business. And I'm going to encourage you to do the same thing in your software company, in your marketing agency, in your e-commerce brand, in whatever type of business that you've got. It's time to go through, at the end of each quarter, the last 90 days, the last 12 weeks, the last decent amount of chunk, that decent chunk of time, to see how you have really stacked up. Now, a lot of people like to do these massive convoluted analysis in regards to your business growth and why things did work and why things didn't. And they'd be bebopping all along around about, oh, the cost of traffic went up, CPMs are doubled or if not tripled, or the cost of every click has gone up 3 times, that's why we haven't grown as much. Oh, the sales team didn't do enough last month, blahny blahny blah. Look, don't overcomplicate this, because if you do this right and you look for the right things, which I'm going to reveal to you today, the right things you need to look for in your data, what you can do is essentially, any good growth marketer or any great entrepreneur can do, is determine what made you successful over the past 90 days and figure out a way how to double, triple, if not 10x that, so you can go about doubling your business in the next 90 days. It is totally possible. In fact, we're going through that process with ourselves right now because we didn't have the best 90 days. Hey, we went on holidays. Hey, it was January. Hey, there's a lot of things going on in the market. But why didn't we succeed? This is the best part. You can check it out because you've got all the data in front of you if you're a discerning business owner. So, if you have a pad and pen with you, if you have a writing instrument, if you've got notes open in your iPhone or your Android or whatever, get ready to jot down some nuggets here, because what I'm going to reveal to you is what we look for internally and with our clients to help them be successful by blowing up their businesses, doing the most appropriate, scalable, and leveraged activities. So, number one, when it comes to being able to analyze your business growth and your marketing growth and getting all the data in place, it's you've got to, number one, have a very good means of capturing your data in the first place. Now, I'm not just talking about slapping a Google Analytics code or a Google Tag Manager code on your website or getting reams and reels of data from, I don't know, from Facebook ads or Google ads and whatever. What I'm talking about here is that in order to do this efficiently, you just cannot simply rely on spreadsheets and crap like that. You need a freaking system. You need a freaking system which gives you end-to-end tracking of conversion data. Now, I know if you're in the e-commerce game, you'd be really interested in things like Blue Whale or Hyros. I know in our world, especially with our clients, we totally recommend everybody have some instance of HubSpot so they can see end-to-end deal data for their customers. So if you're a high ticket SaaS, there is nothing more important than having something like HubSpot implemented into your business, so you can see end to end where the leads are coming from, what landing pages are they hitting, and then not only what landing pages are they hitting, what actions are they taking, and then if what actions are they taking and how are they turning into deals. The first thing you need to do before you get into this stage of analysis is have a solid CRM data analytics studio in place. I'm not saying Google Data Studio is going to be the perfect solution. It's a very good solution if you want a free and cheap and cheerful way of doing this. It does need some massaging with stuff like Kissmetrics to get the right data imported into it. However, if you want to do this well, you need a proper system, and what we would recommend is HubSpot every single day of the week. Hands down, it is the duck's guts if you're a SaaS company or a high-ticket services company, like an MSP or a cybersecurity provider or whatever it does. If you're in high-ticket sales, the drill, get HubSpot. I'll leave a link in my show notes below so you can go about getting yourself a free trial. The next thing you then need to do is evaluate your website traffic. Now, this is something HubSpot does relatively well, but if you want a more granular look at things, you need to jump into Google Analytics. Over the last 90 days, how did your website traffic fare with respect to the 90 days that you've just gone through? So have a look at what happened between January and March, and then look at October and December, and then see from an organic perspective, what hit the website? What are we ranking for? Are we getting people through to the website without our paid ads? How is that happening? The next thing you really need to look at with your Google Analytics data is have a look how long people are staying on your website for. The reason why that might be the case is that people's choices of what they want to digest over time, that changes. So for instance, you know, what used to be cool on the internet way back in the day is no longer cool now. So no one's going to be engaging with your content. It may be high value, but it may just not be the right presentation. You may need to be doing more videos, not just pumping out SEO optimized blogs to keep people around on your site. It's pretty simple, but you got to move with the times, man. So again, see how long people are staying on your website for. The next thing you need to have a look at is your conversion rate. And your conversion rate on your website from an organic perspective. Because at the end of the day, that's like the ultimate litmus test. The reason why the conversion rates can often get totally misrepresented and totally skewed in our game is that if your conversion rate on your website is a 3%, as a rule of thumb, you can run bad campaigns to your website, to key services pages or key feature pages or product pages or whatever, and generate leads. That's your worst case demand generation situation. If you're able to increase your conversion rate on your base website without offers or not, you've got a really good leg to stand on if your demand generation efforts are half average. So evaluate your conversion rate. Now, when it comes to looking at your conversion rate, look at it from an organic SEO perspective, but also look at it from a paid traffic perspective too. So when it comes to your conversion rate, you have to have the right events set up. Is what would you consider a conversion rate? Your conversion rate on phone calls may only be like 0.5%, but your conversion rate on, say, the marketing qualified lead or subscribing to your website may be 1%, or people booking a call with you may be 3%. But again, have your conversion rates mapped against your conversion actions and then analyze what conversion actions took place and see not only which conversions actions took place and where most of them took place, see what source and medium the traffic came from. Was it from paid ads? Was it from Facebook? Was it from whatever? Because then you're going to start seeing what conversion, what audience is most conversion centric. See, the biggest problem that we see with all of our clients, not only do they have no marketing structure or no marketing strategy or no marketing calendar or promotional activity, they often just have a marketing strategy which is simply not sales-led, and you need to get that totally resolved if you want to succeed in growing your business. So what I mean by sales led is that everything you do with your demand generation, everything you do with your brand, at some point needs to be attributed to getting the sales team active. So again, looking at your conversion actions, what is actually leading to the sales team being active? What actions are getting them on the phone? What sources of traffic are providing the sales team with the most sales-hungry buyers? That's what we need to have a look at. So you've looked at your website. You've looked how long people are staying on the pages for. You've seen your conversion rates for the right actions. You've figured out and identified which of those conversion rates attributed to which traffic sources. So then you can identify, okay, these things are scaling well. Now you've got like a top-down view of what's going on. You need to then honestly evaluate. You honestly need to evaluate your CRM data once again. Now, the best part about having a CRM, especially HubSpot, is that you get end-to-end tracking. What we analyze every 90 days is the number of leads that came through our website, what landing pages did they come through, what traffic sources did they come through, and did they close, how long did they close, how long did it take to close them? And then what can we do to improve things? So there's a handful of metrics that we look at. First things first, when it comes to the deal flow and the sales team, we look at the following things. Number one, the source of the lead. Number two, the landing page in which the lead landed on first. Was it a Facebook offer page? Was it an organic SEO page? Was it just a standard Facebook traffic campaign or a LinkedIn traffic campaign? Did they come through this podcast that you're listening to today? Like, we look at the source of how they landed on the website. Once we've identified the source as to how they've landed on the website and then how they've gone about inquiring, what we then do is we look at, okay, what's the show-up rate from particular sources? If they inquire with the website, what's the likelihood we'll be able to get them on a phone call within 48 hours of inquiry? Okay, cool. How do we optimize that and what sources are performing well? The next thing we want to look at too is the time it takes for the deal to go from initiated to closed. Now, you need to also weigh in the deals that don't close and why they don't close. So in that 90-day period, like what your average deal close time is, for us, it's normally anywhere between 2 to 3 weeks. And then our closing rate is generally anywhere between 40 to 65% every quarter. So we've analyzed how many of the deals, where they came from, what landing pages they came through, what was the overall customer journey. We've looked at how long they take to close, what's the average order value of each of these deals that we do, and then we map that against the last 90 days. Because what you can then start to see by analyzing this data is that, okay, certain traffic sources are faster to close. Certain traffic sources, if they come through certain landing pages, your average order value is wildly increased. The referral traffic closes more aggressively, does it? Or does do the word of mouth referrals perform better? You have to have all this data in front of you in order to determine whether or not your marketing is working for you. Now, again, this is going to be a massive emphasis here, and I can't go short on this, and you simply cannot skimp. Maintaining a high-quality CRM and a really good data warehouse for all of your growth marketing data is fundamental to getting this right. If you have poor data hygiene, if you have poor collection processes, if your sales team's sloppy, kiss your chances of growing your business goodbye, because you're not going to actually have anything you can paint by numbers with, and that's the whole point of growth marketing. See, doubling your business isn't just a matter of doubling the number of leads that come into your business, because you may not be able to afford that. But if you can increase the number of leads in your business up 20%, if you can increase the show-up rate for your first meeting by 20%, if you can then improve your closing rate from, say, 40% up to 50%, that's where the real magic happens, because those compound effects is what doubles your business. And you can totally achieve that in the next 90 days if you do the growth analysis correct. See, what you want to go about finding through your 90-day quarterly marketing review is what campaigns worked and why did they work? What actions did your campaigns drive? What hooks, what did we learn about our customer in the last 90 days? And what are the fish we wish to reject to make this business blow up? See, these are really good questions to ask yourself every 90 days, because if you don't, guess what? Game over. It's not going to work. See you later. Stay. Tell your story walking. I can't emphasize to you guys enough that by just analyzing the data every 90 days, that enables your business to grow like wildfire. Simple things like improving your sales closing rate will really make robust growth a possibility for you. Increasing your average order value by 20%, that's going to provide you with robust revenue growth. Improving the quality of your leads by, say, 50%, that will do the same thing again. I'm not saying generate more low-cost sales qualified leads or generating more low-cost marketing qualified leads. I'm talking about lead quality. Are you scoring your leads? So if I was in your position, I would ask myself, what can I do in the next 90 days based on the data that I have to blow up my business? Now, here are a few suggestions from me. Again, this was probably more in line with what we're going to be doing over the next 90 days to get our business to grow. And what I'm suggesting here is that you're more than welcome to rip them off and give it a crack yourself to make things really go well for you. Here's what we're going to be doing. So at Owen Denny Digital, we're really focused on SEO at the minute. Now, the reason why we are focused on SEO is because we are a niche agency. We have a small, lean and mean, it's like a tight-knit team of 10. And our tight-knit team of 10, we can't handle more than 6 enterprise clients at a time. Like, we're a small agency. And if we focus on high-quality SEO traffic, we will have more than enough inquiries for us to field and also enable our business to grow. So by focusing on high transaction, high commercial intent terms around SaaS marketing, Facebook ads management, Google Ads management, Google Ads Agency Melbourne, etc., those high transaction, high commercial intent terms are what we will focus on driving traffic to our website through organic means. If we can do that effectively, believe it or not, that's going to result in massive growth for our business. So then what we need to do is think about the SEO publishing strategy that we have in place and seeing what is working and what's not working. Why are we losing rankings? Why are we gaining rankings? We need to do that effective evaluation at this time. The next thing that we're going to be looking at Owen Denny Digital is our remarketing campaigns. In fact, just from remarketing alone, we spend at least $1,000 a month chasing you around the internet. So we're going to see which ones of those campaigns worked. Now, what's really funny here with iOS 14.5, it's sometimes very difficult to see what features are working when it comes to running your Facebook ads. See, I've had people reach out to me via the Facebook ads that they've seen, but they haven't been captured as a conversion because they then converted through the chat section on our website. Like, how incredible is that, guys? That's so crazy. Like, our HubSpot chat on our website is where a lot of our leads are coming from because we're able to reply to them in real time. And sometimes people are simply not ready to jump on and leave all their business details through the growth diagnostic or book a friendly chat with me, but they would rather just low key just type away, hey, I want to grow my business, I need these services, can you help me, let's go with it. See, The funny thing is, that's not being tracked through our Facebook ads, and I don't think you can with the HubSpot chat. If you can, I need to speak to my HubSpot specialists about that. But what I can then tell you is that anecdotally, that Facebook remarketing campaign has worked, and a likely client may come from that this month. So the cost to acquire that customer from a paid traffic perspective is $1,000 to potentially sell that person a really amazing website, or get them involved with an amazing marketing solution to blow up their trades business or whatever it may be. So again, that's going to be a big focus of our next 90 days, is to get those remarketing campaigns. The next thing we will be focusing on is our top of funnel campaigns to bring new, problem aware people into our business. They may be solution aware people into our business that are within the software as a service niche, and we need to get them either nurtured or find the people who are ready to buy and drive them to our website and get talking with them to provide them with honest, brutal, no-nonsense, direct response advertising advice to blow up their SaaS company. Now, there's going to be heaps of approaches we can take from this. We can be thinking about LinkedIn, YouTube, or Facebook ads. I'm a big believer in Facebook ads for SaaS companies and for any company in general. So again, we need to then evaluate over the next 90 days, how are we going to do this? Our last efforts haven't been successful. So there are some of the things we'll be looking at within the 90 days from a marketing perspective. But we can also do the same thing from a sales perspective. Why have certain deals taken so long to close and some have taken so little to close? What about the landing pages where people have come through from organic traffic? If we've got certain pages which are ranking well, which are then turning into inquiries, we know that our highest converting page on our website is our software as a service landing page, because that again drives high intent SaaS companies wanting someone to help them with their growth marketing. So again, we're going to be looking at these landing pages and ensuring that these are at the top of the search from an organic perspective to get us going forward. But now talking about those focused, narrow sales changes that we can make to double our business. Now, this is 100% transparent with our clients, is that a lot of our services prices will be going up in the next 3 to 12 months. And by increasing the price of your services and adding more value to our clients, we're going to be increasing our business revenue. Not only will it grow our business and more money will come into the business, we'll be able to provide a much better service to our clients. And it's going to be super exciting to see this happen. So again, think about it. We've just analyzed marketing. We've analyzed where deals are coming from. We've analyzed landing pages. We've analyzed the sales numbers. And we're now talking about improving our products to increase our business and get it to double in the next 90 days. We're then going to think about, oh, okay, cool. If these people aren't ready, how do we nurture them? How do we get our email marketing more effective in the next 90 days? How do we commit to building a really amazing newsletter? How do we nurture that newsletter for the next 52 weeks and absolutely blow it out of the water? These are all the things you need to think about in your quarterly marketing review. But without overcooking the goose right here, keep this whole thing simple. If you could only focus on one or two or three things over the next 90 days, this is what I can totally say is like the lowest cost, and not so much the lowest cost, the highest impact three that you can focus on. Number one, have one paid traffic source which you will master in the next 90 days, whether it's Facebook ads, Google ads, LinkedIn ads, TikTok ads, YouTube, I don't care. One paid traffic source, master that in the next 90 days. We're mastering Facebook. That's that. It's happening. It is done. Number two, one organic lead source. Now, this organic lead source can be direct outreach. It can be cold email. It can be SEO. Master one outreach source and get it done The next thing you need to think about, though, if you want to talk about really improving your business growth, is then what's one low intent brand building exercise that you can do on one platform to ensure that you are forever relevant in your space. For us, we're sticking to the podcast and we are sticking to the blog, and then distribution of the blog and the podcast is going to be our perennial effort over the next 9 to 12 months, because we do believe that blowing up the blog and the podcast will be the fastest way for us to stay relevant. It will improve our SEO. It'll do a whole lot of stuff, which is going to make it so much easier for us to crush it online with our direct response advertising strategies, and also stay relevant to software company founders, CTOs, CMOs, and the works. You know what I'm saying? So again, they're going to be our three big focuses over the next 9 to 12 months. But again, your next 90 days, focus on one paid traffic source, focus on one organic source, and then focus on one content piece so you are forever perennially publishing to your target market. It's just crucial. I know a lot of people, especially myself, I'm totally guilty of this, being one of those guys where it's like, oh yeah, no, you don't have to worry about it, just run ads, it should be sweet, just acquire clients that way. Those days are now coming to an end, because people want to check you out before they even click on an ad nowadays. In fact, we see... what's the word? We see so many people seeing our ads on Facebook, then jumping to the website instead of hitting the call to action button and inquiring on the website instead of touching the link. It's crucial. You've got to get it right. You need to be publishing and you need to be relevant. And if it doesn't smell right, it's game over. Sorry. Ta-da. Toodles. Bye-bye. That's what we're going to be doing. We're going to be analyzing our data from the last 90 days, determining what's really worked, and then planning and scaling those activities over the next 90 days. And I'm going to encourage you to do the same. Being the end of the quarter, I suggest you check out your CRM. If you don't have one, hurry up and get HubSpot or Hyros or one of those data suites, which is totally the right way to go forward in your business. Identify what traffic sources have led to results. What traffic has provided you with engaged people on your website? What traffic has led to high converting users on your website? Are particular campaigns mostly responsible, and why are they responsible? You need to dig into this. Is it the angles? Is it the, oh goodness gracious me, is it the creatives? Is it the offer? Get into why certain things have absolutely crushed it. And just remember, 9 times out of 10, it's your offer and what you provide. The next thing then you need to do is thinking about your sales data and seeing what has led to the massive and sustainable growth in your business. So is it the SEO campaign that you rolled out? Is it the remarketing campaign after people hit your website from your SEO campaign that rolled out? Is it how you're sending cold traffic to your website from LinkedIn or Google or Snapchat or whatever, or TikTok? I don't care, but something. So then you've identified where the sales activity is starting and where is it coming from. How can you go about scaling that up and then optimizing your sales process from, you know, the time to get people onto a call, shortening your sales cycle so deals close faster, increasing the average order value, because you don't have to just double everything in your business. Because if you double the number of leads and you halve the deal time and you double the AOV, that's not like double, that's not 2x growth, that's 6x growth. But if you're just looking to double your business in the next 90 days, all you need to do is get 20% more leads from your favorite lead source into the door. You need to halve the amount of time, if not less. You probably only need to reduce your deal close time by 20%. You then need to increase your average order value by 20%, and then all of a sudden, hey presto, guess what? You've doubled your business in 90 days. But that's how simple it is, and it shouldn't be any more complicated than that. In fact, if anyone tells you that it needs to be more complicated than that, they're freaking lying to you. that's it. It's time to focus on your last 90 days of data. Go through this process with a fine-tooth comb, but don't overcook the goose. Don't complicate it. And then put some plans in action for the next 90 days, starting with your traffic source, with a paid traffic source, an organic traffic source, and then finally an organic content play to ensure that you are forever and perennially relevant to your ideal customer profile. And that'll help you blow up your SaaS business in 2023 in just 90 days. It's Dean here from Open Source Growth. I love you all. Thank you so much for tuning in. And if you need that support to figure out what happened in the last 90 days in your business, and you're really looking for a growth marketing provider to deliver on its promises, please hit us up. In the show notes, you can go about booking a friendly chat with me. Alternatively, we can uncover all the reasons why your business isn't growing through completing a free growth diagnostic. It's a free tool which we enable all our business owners, all our SaaS founders, and all the listeners of this podcast to use. All you need to do is click the link in the show notes, book your free growth diagnostic, and we'll race into action to make sure that we can tell you exactly why your business isn't growing and how you can help make this happen. So again, if you want to do stuff with us, it's all up to you. Otherwise, you can always just tune into this podcast. It's going to be perennially free. No crap about buying this, no advertisements, nothing. It's just, if you want some help, you can always tap the link. But again, it's forever free. Go about applying this stuff. I've dropped a lot of good shit in this podcast today. If you really want to succeed, this may be the podcast for you. This is Open Source Growth. My name's Dean. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'll see you when I see you. Bye-bye.